Chapter 3. The Ordering Regime. As racial isolation deepens and the inequalities of education finance remain unabated and take on new and more innovative forms, the principals of many inner-city schools are making choices that few principals in schools that serve suburban children ever need to contemplate. Unable to foresee a time when Black and Hispanic students in large numbers will not go to segregated public schools, and seeing little likelihood that schools like these will ever have the infrastructure and resources of successful white suburban schools, many have been dedicating vast amounts of time and effort to create an architecture of adaptive strategies that promise incremental gains within the limits inequality allows. New vocabularies of stentorian determination, new systems of incentive, and new modes of castigation, which are termed rewards and sanctions, have emerged. Curriculum materials that are alleged to be aligned with governmentally established goals and standards and particularly suited to what are regarded as the special needs and learning styles of low-income urban children have been introduced. Relentless emphasis on raising test scores, rigid policies of non-promotion and non-graduation, a new empiricism, and the imposition of unusually detailed lists of named and numbered outcomes for each isolated parcel of instruction, and oftentimes fanatical insistence upon uniformity of teachers in their management of time, an openly conceded emulation of the rigorous approaches of the military, and a frequent use of terminology that comes out of the world of industry and commerce. These are just a few of the familiar aspects of these new adaptive strategies. Although generically described as school reform, most of these practices and policies are targeted primarily at poor children of color. And although most educators speak of these agendas in broad language that sounds applicable to all, it is understood that they are valued chiefly as responses to perceived catastrophe in deeply segregated and unequal schools. If you do what I tell you to do, how I tell you to do it, when I tell you to do it, you'll get it right, says a South Bronx principal observed by a reporter from the New York Times in laying out a memorizing rule for math to an assembly of her students. If you don't, you'll get it wrong. This is The Voice.